Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J. And, man, it's one of the craziest shows you're gonna find ever, so... Welcome to the show. We got a very, 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 very good show for y'all for today. Our guest for today is my girl, Sharice Ross. She's an up-and-coming model trying to do a thing, and she went from a rising popularity dance on YouTube and starting to grow into this great, inspiring model. So we'll be talking about her story today as well as how she's now the official new symbol for the Dust Spots Twerk Nation group. So definitely a lot of big things going on with this young lady. Can't wait to chop it up with her here in a bit. And just a reminder, if you ever miss any parts of the shows, I can check them out at millions of places. If you literally Google Life After Dust Live, you'll find all the different links. But you can also listen to the shows, the fast five shows from the current show on backwards. You can listen to them right on the Dust Spot. That's DUSKSPOT.com. Press the Life of the Dust tab, and then the player should pop up. All right. So here we go. Let me go ahead and go to the phone line, because I think that's my girl, Sharice, right there. It's on the line. All right. On Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J. Is this Sharice?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
What's up?
I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, of course, I already know, even before I saw the area code and all that other stuff, going on just the area code that you're from, that means that you're in the Cali area, correct?
Yes, 510, Oakland, Bay Area. Got to rep it all day. Got to show that little heisty side of me.
Hyphy, so you be hyphying with them?
Every now and then at the parties, yeah.
All right. Okay, so first off, just get into for those who don't know, let's get into the story about who you are. First off, what led you into? Here's an interesting question, because I know your government name, but I'm going to ask you, how did you come up with this new moniker, Cherise Ross. How did that name come about?
Well, my full name is Nicole Cherise Ellis. And Cherise is, of course, my middle name. And Ross, it goes out to one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite celebrity crushes, Rick Ross. So that's how my whole name turned into.
That's interesting. I was like, where did she get that from? I was like, that was actually all running because I started thinking maybe Tracy Ellis Ross. That was all running in my head. I was like, oh, okay, then that's what she got it from.
Nah, it's Rick Ross. That's my love. If I wasn't with my boyfriend right now, I would be with him.
Oh, man. Laura, you heard him. You heard her. You heard what she just said. Shout out to her. His post is actually one of my good friends. I got to say, shout out to her most definitely. Okay, so, all right, so that's very interesting. All right, so, like, what led you? Let's go backwards. First, you start, like, what led you into getting on YouTube? Like, because I've been watching YouTube videos and you be getting it in. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, I've been doing a couple of videos, but never dancing. I've just done, like, my goofy side, like the trending guys and rappers, you know, like 50 Tyson, Antoine Dodson, and all them. So one of my friends told me, you know, put a little bit of those little comedy videos up on there. But I just thought that wasn't, like, really me. I love to dance. I love to shake my ass because everybody know I got, you know, a big booty. So I just decided, you know, put myself out there, you know, dance a little bit. And then I didn't know it was going to go, like, really big. Not, like, twerking big, which, you know, big, because I'm coming from Oakland. So, you know, the only people that I know that's big that are like me is, you know, Pinky. And that's kind of it that I know of. So I just thought, you know, let somebody else with a big ass from the Bay Area come out there, you know, shake her booty, you know, do it right. So, you know, I had to represent that.
Definitely. That's what I remember. I talked to you before about it, and I was like, man, like, you said you where you was from. You know, a lot of times we think twerking, we think girls would be twerking extra hard. We always think South. And you said you're from Oakland. I was like, what are they doing like that in Oakland?
I mean, I got Southern tendencies. You know, my family's from the South, but I'm not. I'm born and raised in Oakland, so it's shocking that people look at me and I have, like, a Southern type of body, but I'm not from the South. So that's, like, don't judge the book by its cover type of thing.
I mean, because it's like you got the Southern body and you got the Southern, I'm like, okay, hold on, she's doing, okay, hold on. All right, so, no, like, as far as twerking, too, like, do you think, like, cause I know a lot of people, they go to YouTube, and they go to YouTube, and they go, oh, that girl shaking her behind on YouTube. Like, how do you feel about that? Because, I mean, personally, me, I don't understand the whole hatred behind that whole entire deal. Like, every time a girl, like, just because you don't want to shake your behind, doesn't mean it's something wrong with somebody else shaking their behind, and you always got turned to a negative vibe about it. Like, what's, like, your whole thing about that, like, when people approach it that way?
In one particular, one video that I did it for one of my friends' songs. His name is Jay Mall, and he did it. He did a song called Good. Can I say the cuss word on here?
Oh, okay, you can.
Yeah, it's called Good Pussy, and it had a love rant and Cool John on it. So he wanted me to do a video on of the song, so I did it. And he put it on Facebook and just created, like, a whole type of controversy up in Oakland. Like, the hella girl just being all ratchet. Like, oh, why is she shaking her booty? Look at her cellulite and da-da-da. And one of my friends has popped in and be like, I respect her. She won't shake her booty. She can shake her booty. She can teach us a few things. You know, it's just up in the Bay Area, like, girls are, like, haters. That's why I don't hang around with females like that. But I just tend to shake it up, to shake it off, because if people ain't talking about you, people ain't going to know about you. So it's going to be like people hating on you, people liking you. So I really don't care. So let the haters hate on me, because I'm doing something right for them to actually hate on.
So, yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, I mean, you got, like, me being DJ, too, I hate people. I hate wallers. So nothing more annoying than a chick just coming with Keith. Oh, I'm Keith. I don't want to see that. Like, you boring me. Like, I'm not. You give me a chick that's an average chick that's dancing, and she going hard. And you give me a super, super bad chick, and you put them both in front of me. Who am I gonna who's gonna catch my attention more? The one that's dancing, because especially my whole entire personality, I can't deal with it. And like, so like, I know you do it on YouTube, but like in person, like at the clubs, are you like that as well?
You said what now?
At the clubs and what, like when you go out to parties and stuff, are you just as, you know, you be shaking it like that, like in person too?
When I'm being in a club, it's just like a regular club. I'm not there like as a future person. I'm just there, you know, having a good time. Because, I mean, I'm not on that level yet with feeling, hey, that's a girl from the YouTube videos. Hey, that's her. Like, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. Some people be like, hey, you be on YouTube. Only like one person did that. But then after that, it's just, hey, what's up, girl? Because I'm known in Oakland, not like that, but people know who I am from Facebook, my crazy little statuses and all that. But they don't know me as the girl who shakes her ass yet. So I put like a couple more videos until I get to at least about 20, 25, then it's going to be known.
No, definitely. Okay, so we're gonna go to a quick music break. We come back, we're gonna jump to the other side of things as far as how you made the transition from doing that and then going to modeling. All right, so this is called In the Sky. We'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy City J and my special guest Sharice Ross. Or I said like
Yay.
Rick Ross. Or Ross.
Can I have your attention, please? I want to introduce me, Young Cliff Patton. I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
deep fly like you.
I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I stay high,
and you know it.
Catch me in the sky.
You can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like me.
It took a minute, world, but your partner made it in. Got shows around the globe, and now them dollars kicking in. Give a damn about what you talking. Who cares about what you spend? 20 grand over here ain't nothing. My people, we get it in. Shout out to Brother Caesar. Then shout my partner Hub. Shout out to Jazz Deep and Skills, cause they show me love. Never thought I'd be in this position, but they put me on. Now I'm on stage and see 20,000 singing my song. My life is tremendous. God is my witness. Life I'm living it. Money I'm getting it. You keep on spending it, but I'm gonna keep on flipping it. At least until I find some vitamin water like 50 did. I'll be on my grind 24/7 like a skater kid. I beat the track like a baseball bat. Let the trunk bang, nigga, bring the bass on back. I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
deep fly like you.
I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I stay high,
and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
deep fly like you. Number two, I'ma still do me. Still polo for the summer, but a little Gucci. If it ain't a blue rag, then it's made by Louis. And that boulder on my thighs, me, my pocket's gooey.
Who said clips ain't getting dough? No raps in the trap don't get me mo. I take that trip, grab half a brick, but get up then watch it go. Maybe I be fooling, it's like I'm back in school. And the way these niggas staring, I must be starring a movie. You know I'm cool, and all this ice in my jewelry. And I don't mean to sing, but this beat right here got me grooving. You know the swag on the trail. I'm trying to build a crib and sit my ass on a hill. Somewhere that I can chill and tell them haters how I feel. Great, they know I'm getting cake, so what's the deal? Nigga, I beat the tracks like a baseball bat. Now let the trunk bang, bring the bass on back. I'm rocking, I'm rocking, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it. You can catch me in the sky, you can catch me in the sky, you can catch me in the sky. I'm so high, feeling good, looking fly. You see me, look up in the sky. I'm G5-ing, I'm G5-ing, I'm G5-ing. I'm so high, I'm rocking, I'm rocking, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it. You can catch me in the sky, you can catch me in the sky, you can catch me in the sky. G5 like you.
Life or Death Live, your boy Teddy J. That was In the Sky, man. That's something getting me up there, man. That's how I be feeling, in the sky. We're back on the show. We got my girl Sharice Ross in the building.
Hey.
All right. So, like I said, y'all miss any parts of the interviews or whatnot, y'all can always check them back out and listen to them as much as you want to. All right. So, we were talking about right before the music break, we were talking about, you know, you're making the get ready to make the transition from, you know, you from being known as a YouTube dancer now, modeling now. What led you into doing that?
I've been modeling and fashion and all that. That's been in my life for quite some time now, but I've never really made it like an effort to really put myself out there until now. Like back in the day, my mom, she always used to sew, you know, my clothes. And so when I got like so big for my age, she had to like sew my own clothes. So I kind of took that, you know, I started doing some outfits for myself, but not all cute and all that. But then my grandfather, he loves taking pictures of me, taking videos of me and all that. So I kind of took that upon myself to go ahead and take pictures of me being hella ghetto in the bathroom and all that, which is like a great start for anybody.
And then
when Facebook came out, I just started putting, you know, pictures of myself on there that I just took of myself. I just did like crazy faces. Faces that people thought it was ugly, but I call it pretty ugly. I'm pretty, but then I can be ugly at the same time because I ain't Halle Berry nor Beyonce and all that, but you know, I'm cute. I got it going on. You know, I'm not going to, if somebody, but that's the thing. If you know that you're not that cute, but you still, you know, you can get hollered down the street, then you okay. You're going to be okay. That's the confidence that I want everybody to have. Like, I know I'm not that cute, but I got major confidence in myself. So I just, you know, put my pictures on Facebook, and then one of my friends, he decided to take some pictures of me as what you see on DexFlight on the website. And so he took those pictures, and then I just decided, you know, that let that be a start for me. And so then people started calling me, photographers went to work with me. And so I was like, maybe I can do this. It's a slow start, but it's, the Eiffel Tower wasn't built in one day, so it's going to take some time. You know, if it takes 2 years or shit, 10 years for me to actually get my name out there, I'll wait. But then I'm going to get, you know, have my little hustle, you know, my little grind out there. I'm trying to be a massage therapist as well, so I'm going to school for that. So I'm still going to have my education out there. I'm smart as hell, so I'm good with that. So, but as far as modeling, I'm getting there. Everything's going to work out and plan. So, and I just found out you hit me up, I think, on Model Turf or Model Mayhem, and that's how I found out about this. So this is like Facebook, but for models. So I'm glad to be a part of this. This is going to be like a good deal for all of us together.
Oh, it's most definitely. I mean, that's the thing. Like people like yourself are one of the main reasons that drive it. Between models and artists, I mean, that's. I really just got tired of you know, Facebook. Sometimes you got to go through a lot of BS on Facebook just to get networking done. So
yeah,
that's what happened. So, and as a matter of fact, I remember I ran into you on Model Turf actually.
Yeah, and I was like, who is this? And at first, I thought it was just, you know, some regular guys trying to holler at me, because before you actually talked to me, there were like about 3-4 guys that wanted to do just wanted to talk to me. Like, here's my phone number. I can fly you out there. I'm like, oh no, what type of site is this? What type of website is this? What did I get myself into? But then you hit me up, and I checked out your website. I was like, this is kind of cool. So, you know, I decided to put my pictures on there, and it does me very well. You know, and no complaints. I have no complaints. Thank you for hitting me up, letting me be a part of your website.
Well, definitely. One thing that compliments you on is, it's like you talked about the pictures you first started out with. Those are very good sparking pictures that make you go, okay, yeah, I'm going to work with that person there. Because that's always the key thing, getting good startup pictures. And like you said, I don't know, you're talking about, yeah, all right, I was thinking about that, all right. You actually are pretty bad. But anyways, like, y'all go check it out and whatnot. Y'all will see a lot of people be going to their YouTube videos like, oh, my. One of the things that I talked about, one of the actual pictures you did was the one where you had your top off and you only had the Less Party boy shorts on, which is actually, by the way, ironically, while I'm talking about that, that's actually the part of the logo of the new Twerk Nation logo. Like, how was it doing that? Because I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable or doing those kind of poses or whatnot.
I wasn't even nervous at all. The only thing that I was nervous about, oh, like, okay, is this picture going to come out right? How's my face going to be? But I have very high confidence in my body. Like, people told me all the time that, you know, I need to lose my cellulite and all that. And I know that. Even my grandmother told me, you need to lose your cellulite. You know your booty is perfect. Why? You need to stop eating. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so I've with no complaints about me showing my body off like that. Like, if you know you got it or you almost got it and you just need a little bit of work, put yourself out there. Like, but not far out there, even though I think I've just put it all out there, which I really don't care that people are going to see. So, shoot, God made us, you know, naked at first. So, shoot, if he mad at me being naked in front of a camera, then he's gonna punish me. But, you know, I'm going to have fun anyway.
I mean, for me, I just think a lot of people just take it out of hand. A lot of photographers talk about this all the time, and these are very highly professional photographers, of how a lot of the beginning modeling, and I mean as when modeling first, when the art first started, a lot of the pictures were what people that were completely naked. Hey, look at some of the statues over in freaking Europe and whatnot. Most of those statues are always a naked person. So I don't understand how people are just so uncomfortable, like, oh, my God,
It's just how...
You're not showing everything. You're naked, but you ain't letting them see everything. You, like, kind of, I can't see it. That type of ordeal.
It's just how the world portrays modeling and the art form of it. So people just got immune to the comments and the don'ts. So don't show too much, or some you too fat to be a model and da da. I'm like, really? I'm too fat to be a model? I'm probably too fat to be a skinny model for like a size zero, all that. But I'm not too fat to be a plus size model. Ashley Stewart, Lane Bryant, you know, video vixens, you know, who has the flat stomach and the banging booty. Like, I purchased a whole bunch of magazines, Black Men Magazine, Wheel, Show. I've seen a whole bunch of pictures. And there's some girls that have, like, a little bit of stomach, but their booty is amazing. I'm like, how the hell do they do that? And people say butt implants and all that. But I'm thankful, and I thank God that I have a natural booty, and I don't have to go through all them measures just to get the body that guy's really going to go for. So I'm just happy. So
definitely, because I got to dig you up for that, because you are doing like that. That does happen to take a very great toll on letting people know that the new industries, I mean, no matter who's talking to somebody's mom, actually one of the other models' moms in Dust Design, and she was talking about that, how in the past, you know, you can be a thick chick, or like even a chick that you can be slim and still have a really thick body, and you still can really get a lot of stuff going on, and it's just a blessing to see that changing in today's time.
Yeah. And I want to be a part of that when this year's New Year. So hopefully my name and my brand comes out, like, better this year, because I just started. Like, I've only been on YouTube probably not even a cool three, four months. Like, I've been on YouTube for, like, longer than that. But for, like, video-wise, awesome videos, it's only been on there for, like, 3 months. Probably not even longer than that. And it got almost to, like, one video that I know, it got up to, like, 8,000 views. And I don't think it even been on there for, like, a month. So when it's, like, a month, it's going to be, like, 10,000, probably even more than that. So for it to go fast, it's probably not fast in, like, in other people's eyes. But to me, coming from, like, Oakland, which it's cool. So I'm not complaining at all. So this year's hope is going to be a big year for me. I can see it.
I think that adds a little bit of you know, a mystery to the fact, like you said, that you are from Oakland. That gives people like another way of saying, oh man, this chick is she's from Oakland. Oh man, you know, that looks good to people who are like in the South that see that. That pushes it out there more. Now, one of the other things we're going to talk about, too, is actually about Twerk Nation, going into more about that. You know, I just want to thank you for being one of the people that got into it and helped make it that movement a lot bigger than, you know, I originally envisioned it to be. Because to me, like you know, like we were talking about earlier about how people hate on the whole art and whatnot of it. Like, the whole point, like, I've been wanting to start that for a long time. That's actually, like, group I thought about, but I was like, it's going to be too much work trying to do it. People are going to hate and say, oh, you can't be like the work thing, such, 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 such. But no, it's like people like you that help make the Orange Tide vision make sense. So I definitely dig you up for that.
Thank you, and I thank you for even, you know, again, for finding me out of all the submissions and all the profiles on Model Church, and for you to come across mine. Then you're based in, what, Texas? And you find me in Oakland,
yep,
California? That says a lot. Like, I'm happy to be a part of this, so I have no words. So I'm very, very happy, and thanks again.
Yeah, when you come to Texas, you already know we got to do it big and come to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember I talked to you too. I talked to now because when I went to Portland, I saw a truck from the most random folks, but pretty much, I didn't really see too much twerking. I was like, oh, man. I was going to those dials, and I was like, no, they're not twerking. So, yes, I definitely got to come out there. You said it goes down the page, so I got to come check it out.
You have to come down in April, because that's when I turned 21. So, hopefully, come down, celebrate, you know, the big 2-1 with me.
April
23rd is when I turned 21.
Okay, so late in April. Okay, I know. Beginning of April and late March is just when it goes down Texas Relays. Yeah, buddy. So, yes, everybody already knows, don't necessarily be around Texas Relays time. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be going to Austin. Okay, so. All right, so I'm going to put my little Jeopardy music on because we're going to ask you, some tough questions. I want you to really think about them before you answer. Okay, so I got a couple questions for you that I want you to answer each of them. I want you to answer them afterwards. Okay, so you have 5 questions I'm going to ask you. Question number 1, what's the craziest thing a dude, you always talk about how people try to holler at you on Model Turf. What is the craziest thing a dude has said to you, period, like on Facebook or Twitter or whatnot, trying to holler at you? That's question number 1. What's the most successful thing that a guy has said to you? This one's going to get tough. Okay, what's the freakiest thing that you have ever done?
Oh, Lord.
If you had to pick your top song of the year so far to dance to, what would it be? And then the very last one, why should people support you? Okay, so hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. All right. Feel free to answer the questions in any order.
Okay. So I'm going to go line by line. The most randomest line a guy has ever even said to me, it has to be like an old school line, but he said it this year. So I'm walking in the Bay Area. There we have a subway, and it's called BART. So I'm walking to the BART, and some guy, he looks like he's 40, 45. He said, girl, that must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that. And I've never heard somebody say that to me in my life. Like, I've had randomest lines like that, but nobody has ever, you know, went to like the 50s or the 80s to pull that out of that decade and say it this year. So I had to just look back at him like, you're joking, right? Like, you really couldn't come up with something better than that? You could have been like, hey, shawty, what's up with you? Can I get your number? How old you is? Like, you couldn't come up with that. So like, you had to come all the way from, like, the 70s and give me that.
Yeah, that's out there. That's out there.
The most successful, you said the most successful line that guy ever said to me? It had to be, I actually tweeted about this too. Somebody told me that I was a diamond in the rough. Like, I said that to me. I said that about me a whole bunch of times. Yeah, I've never had ever said that to me. I said it to myself a whole bunch of times, but nobody ever said that. So that was really, that made me feel like really humble. I'm like, okay. So since somebody else said that, so it's already been planted. So it's already been sold. So something's going to happen this year. And, Laura, what's the other question? I know the answer, but what's the other question? The most freakiest thing I've ever did. Oh, Lord. My boyfriend's going to hate me for this.
Oh, yeah. We got some questions on here. We all sneaking them up on y'all.
Okay. I'm going to give you the setup of how it all went down. So we just chilling. He about to go hang out with his boys. So I was like, so you need to hurry up because I got something planned for you. So I never really done anything for him. We've been together for like 2 years now. So this is like the first time I ever going, he's going to be surprised what I'm going to do. So after he comes back, there's like rose petals all over the place on the bed. I took it back to the 90s, you know. I had a rose in my hand, and I'm standing there with his favorite heels. He loved to see me in, and I have a robe with nothing on. And he comes, and he's drunk as hell, and so he's just laughing at me, and he's laughing at me. He's like, I'm drunk. I'm like, well, then sit down. Let me take care of you. So I put the music on, and I gave him the rose. And so he just laughing his ass off. I'm like, oh, my God. So how am I supposed to make this all romantic and all that, and you're drunk? And so he sobered up. He took a shower. And so then I tied him up. And so, you know, we just got into it. You know, I've really got so – I've never been that freaky in my life. So I'm just started hitting him with the rose and all that. So I really went out there. I can't say too much, but, you know, y'all know. Was that
wow.
Three? That was three, right?
Yeah, that was three. Oh, wow. Wow, you went down measures on them. Okay, this is, I love some trends up. Wow. Another one I remember asking, I mean, there's a last one. I can't remember my fourth one now. I'm all lost. Why should people support you? What the reasons for, like, a quick tip of, like, why should people support Sharice Ross?
Besides me dancing on YouTube, I'm really trying to push this modeling thing out. So I want people to look at me as this, you know, this girl coming out of nowhere from Oakland, California, where it's just a hyphy movement. People, you know, Oakland is known for, you know, drive-by shootings, gang members. But then, you know, we're known for, you know, bringing people out of the Bay. Too Short, Mr. S.A.B., Keisha Cole, you know. And then on the entertainment side, you know, dancing and modeling and all that, Pinky, and then hopefully Sharice Ross can come out of their mouth. Like, yeah, I remember her. She did some videos on YouTube. She modeling in Black Man Magazine, modeling in show on Deathspot.com. I want people, you know, to talk about me. Let me be like a conversation. you know, let me be up in a barbershop, have people, you know, talk about me, you know, have the guys look at their lips and be like, you seen Sharice Ross up on a new cover and this and that. I really want people to know, really learn more about me. But then me being goofy, me being really sensual and, you know, the loving side of me, because I have two sides of me. You know, there's Nicole, you know, that everybody up in Oakland knows, the goofy, crazy person, but she's also humble and loves her family. And then Sharice, which is the freak, the crazy girl who shuts it down in photo shoots. Because I just did a photo shoot, so I'm going to put the pictures on there. They x-rayed it, but people really going to see how I get down. So I really want to see that I'm a normal person, but I got this weird, crazy, you know, sexual side to me that everybody's going to be shocked. So I want people to follow me on Twitter, Purple VPI, PURPLE VPI. And then add me as a friend on Facebook, Nicole Ellis.
Question, what does the VPI stand for?
Okay, VPI was like a little girl gang I had up in high school. It was just me and my best friend back in the day. VPI means very purple individual. We was young, in ninth, 10th grade. That's when I made my Twitter, because we were still, you know, repping that. But I still rep it till this day. I haven't changed it, so I still rep it.
That taking me back to when me and my brother and my friend used to call ourselves PhD. Pretty, I don't know what I want to say, but we used to jokingly say pretty happening dudes, but it meant something else. I thought he was going to go, I thought he was going to say it. I was young, but, oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay, so most definitely, you are taking care of the part of me telling you how to follow you and stuff. So, once again, I just want to thank you for coming to the show. And, by the way, I forgot to mention that. I don't know how I forgot to mention this public service announcement in this freaking Wednesday. How did I do that to y'all? I'm sorry, y'all. It's hump day. Remember, but I always remind y'all every hump day to hump responsibly. So big ups to that. It's always great when, like, models come on hump day. It adds that sizzle to hump day. So big ups to you for coming to hump day.
You welcome.
And you're also one of the first people to be back on the late night tip too, because we've been doing daytime shows for a while. And we decided this week we would come back in for this year or go back to our original late night that we started out doing. So big ups for being making late night. It's definitely fun.
I'm so happy to even be up in my first time ever, like, being a radio show. I'm so excited.
That's the thing, too. I mean, I can't wait to just be able to see soon down the line as you'd be, like, on, like, a really, really big show, like Wendy or something, chopping up gossip or something. It's always great to see people who are on the rise come through here, because y'all never forget that. All right. So, thank y'all from Gary Rolling Out. As a reminder, y'all missing parts of the show, check it out. I'll give you a couple of places you can look it up at. You can go to the Dust Spot, that's DUSKSPOT.com, or you can go to LifeAtTheDustLive.dustspot.com. That'll take you straight to the radio website. You can go to iTunes and download the show for free. Just type in Life at the Dust Live. And if you want to find the episode with Sharice Ross, just look for the one that says Model VPI, Purple VPI, and you'll find it. All right. So as we roll on out, just want to just remind you all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Sharice Ross, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at a Dust Live for your boy, City J. And the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
Bye, guys.